This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Deaths off the San Diego coast.
Every indication is that this was a smuggling vessel.
Epic court battle.
Challenging Apple's control of its app store.
Caitlyn Jenner on transgender girls competing in girls' sports.
It just isn't fair.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. More than two dozen suspected migrants were jammed aboard a 40-foot boat that ran aground and capsized near San Diego yesterday. Four people died, and CBS's Lilia Luciano says rescuers moved in to save others.
Off-duty Navy sailor Cale Foy happened to be nearby with his family and says his military training kicked in when he jumped in the water to help.
We pulled everybody that we could, whether conscious or unconscious. Everyone was panicking. Everyone was yelling. No one spoke any English.
Multiple agencies responded to aid the wounded, not only pulling victims from the water, but conducting a cliff rescue as well.
There are people in the water drowning, getting sucked out the rip current there. There's people on shore. And the reports were CPR in progress down below, with multiple people injured.
A Border Patrol official says there's every indication that this was a smuggling vessel. Apprehensions of those crossing the border illegally by sea were up more than 90% last year. And officials say they're seeing a similar increase this year as well.
The Biden administration says it's making progress with migrant children at the southern border. On CBS This Morning, Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
In late March, the numbers were extraordinarily high, and we had over 5,700 unaccompanied children in the custody of the Border Patrol. Now, as of yesterday, we had under 700.
He says he's not sure if that's because they're being processed faster or if fewer are coming to the U.S. Former FDA Chief Scott Gottlieb tells CBS's Face the Nation 10 million children could be vaccinated before the fall school year if there's action soon authorizing the Pfizer COVID vaccine for kids.
I'm hopeful that the FDA is going to authorize the Pfizer vaccine. The company I'm on the board of has applied for permission to start giving its vaccine to 12 to 15-year-olds. I'm hopeful the FDA is going to authorize that in a very short time period.
More than 100 million American adults are now fully vaccinated, and COVID infections are down in 23 states. But in five, they are rising. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti has more on the battle in one of them, Oregon.
At the Portland International Airport, staffers are working to vaccinate as many people as possible. Dr. Renee Edwards is chief medical officer at Oregon Health and Science University.
It's hard to see another surge coming now, especially since so many of the hospitalized patients now are younger and requiring the most intensive interventions.
Throughout much of the pandemic, Oregon managed to keep its cases and death numbers low. But over the past 5 weeks, new infections have climbed more than 20% each week. And in the past week, hospitalizations have nearly doubled.
We believe that the variants are making people sicker and are spreading more rapidly. Definitely is concerning.
So concerning, Governor Kate Brown reinstated restrictions, including limiting gym capacity and banning indoor dining.
Overseas, the withdrawal of the last U.S. troops in Afghanistan began over the weekend. CBS's Charlie Daggett in Kabul reports there are fears the Taliban will take aggressive action once American troops are gone.
Zarifa Ghaffari knows full well the reach of the Taliban, even with American troops here.
You've had several assassination attempts on your own life.
Yeah, 3 times.
At 27, the youngest mayor in Afghanistan, one of the only women to hold the position, little wonder the Taliban wanted her dead. She had pulled over to pharmacy for hand sanitizer when gunmen opened fire on her car.
They started shooting my car from back this way, this way, this way, this way, and then from in front, they shoot, shoot, shoot.
2 more assassination attempts followed.
They murdered my dad. I never kissed him. It was so hard.
Women especially fear the Taliban will retake power and reverse the gains of the past 2 decades. Under the Taliban, they were imprisoned inside their own homes and forced to wear the burqa outside it. Zarifa says even if that happens, she'll keep fighting for her country and her freedom.
Bad storms in Mississippi included apparent tornadoes that did damage and knocked out power. Sean Lee lives in Byram, just south of Jackson.
There's something like 8 to 10 power lines down in this neighborhood alone. That's made certain streets completely inaccessible.
No apparent injuries in the state. In Tupelo, a middle school suffered damage. Well, Apple is facing a serious legal threat. CBS's Vicky Barker says it's a battle about Apple's App Store.
It's Fortnite versus Apple. Fortnite's maker Epic Games has brought the federal court case. The North Carolina-based company argues that Apple's App Store has become an illegal monopoly that takes an unfair cut of app makers' profits, 15 to 30%. Apple denies Epic's claims and kicked Epic out of the store when it tried to sidestep the commission process.
Caitlyn Jenner, who came out as a transgender woman 6 years ago and is now running for governor of California, tells TMZ she opposes transgender girls competing in girls' sports at school.
Question of fairness. That's why I oppose biological boys who are trans competing in girls' sports in school. It just isn't fair.
Transgender rights groups are now critical of Jenner. Caught on camera at an elementary school in Clewiston, Florida. The principal hitting a 6-year-old girl with a wooden paddle for allegedly damaging a computer. The child's mother recorded it. Other parents have seen the video.
I really cried, because that's a baby. I really cried, because it could have been mine.
The girl's mother says she didn't intervene to try to stop it because she is undocumented. There is an investigation. Corporal punishment is not allowed in Hendry County, where the incident happened. Overseas, Olympic officials in Tokyo have put in a request for 500 additional nurses to work the upcoming Summer Games. But there's pushback from nurses who say they're at the breaking point already, handling a rise in coronavirus cases. A medical workers union says the focus should be on the pandemic, not the games. L.A.'s glittering new football stadium was the setting for a big show last night.
J-Lo, the Foo Fighters, and J Balvin at one of the first major in-person events in L.A. since the pandemic began.
I haven't been out live or out in public in a really long time, so it's very exhilarating.
Vax Live was organized by Global Citizen and chaired by Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.
Tonight is a celebration of each of you here, the vaccinated frontline workers in the audience, and the millions of frontline heroes around the world.
Admission was limited to 67% of SoFi's 70,000 seats. The concert will air May 8th on CBS and other networks. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
A woman gave birth on a Utah to Hawaii flight with the help of a doctor and 3 nurses who happened to be on board. The boy was a preemie born at 29 weeks. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.